The Truth of the Truce, which is dedicated to Private Frank Richards in World War One. The Truth of the Truce. Buried in stench, deep down in our trench, we dream of our bed and wish we were dead. For we hear all the wails as we chew on our nails and munch our plum puddings as hard as a brick, while we fight in this war, feeling so sick for the innocent men who must die every day, so General Haig can have his own way. But we're not the ones to even ask why. Just run for the Hun and hope not to die. But suddenly, Christmas comes marching along, and some of the Germans burst into song. A candlelit tree near our front line they carried, as they sang Silent Night, around us they scurried. But they staggered along, for they just couldn't see, through the flurries of snow, where the trenches should be. But then Private Richards dug deep in the mud and flung them a pudding all covered in blood. But when they returned with cases of beer, we lost all our anger and drowned out our fear. The officers all then agreed a reprieve, so the men could rejoice on this cold Christmas Eve. Then we led down our dead in bleak no man's land to the mournful tune of a lone piper band. As gifts were exchanged, simple logic explained why this truce should not end with the gifts we did send. But General Haig then panicked in fright when he found half his army just wouldn't fight. So out in the snow in the dead of the night to slaughter some soldier, a sniper he sent, who soon found a target, for the truce now was rent. As big guns erupted and peace slowly passed, the top brass corrupted to make the war last. But what did they gain? No one will know, as hordes of our heroes dropped down like the snow. Why this carnage continued just isn't clear, for they slaughtered a million year after year. But we who survived will never forget that fateful day when two armies met. We all will remember that cold Christmas Eve, when late one December, in God we believed.